Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for the very first time. It is Wednesday, August 27, 2008. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in today and tomorrow for Alex Jones, and then Friday we're going to do a best of and play some clips that we did not play on the radio show from Alex's adventures over at the DNC. Another jam-packed day yesterday. Jones got on Russia Today, which is just a huge, huge show all across the world. He did numerous radio and TV interviews, and he took over MSNBC for around 3 minutes, and we're going to be playing that later on. But coming up right after this short break, we're going to go to Paul Craig Roberts and get his take on the Georgia-Russia situation, where it's going, if it's going to escalate, if it's going to de-escalate, if we're going to see another Cold War-style era. I don't know what to think. You know, obviously, Saakashvili is NATO-hungry. He's been trying to get into NATO for quite some time. He is a globalist. He had the third largest amount of troops in Iraq. Highly pro-U.S. And he's a good speaker. You know, I keep going back to this, but when I watched him, and I watched him pretty much that whole week, but the Glenn Beck interview with him really, really stood out. And you know what? Maybe we're going to play some of that, too, because I do want to play that. But he's sitting there with Glenn Beck. He's talking about how, you know, they're living in this Orwellian world, and Russia's lying, and you can't trust them, and they're for freedom and democracy. You know, classic doublespeak. Even uses the term doublespeak. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, in the third segment, after he's been talking to Glenn Beck for, 20 or so minutes, he's like, you got to understand, Russia is against all this stuff. This is about the future of Europe. This is about the future of the New World Order, you know. The New World Order that does not exist. So, yeah, I'm going to have to send that clip over to John Harmon, and we're going to play that for Paul Craig Roberts when he comes on. And Paul Craig Roberts has really done some amazing work over at Counterpunch and other publications as of recent. I mean, he's quite old school. He has a huge body of work, but I've been reading his latest stuff, and he's not really pulling any punches at all. And thank God, because we need people to tell it like it is. Tell the straight dope, because 90% of the media is still parroting that Russia is the aggressor. Poor little old Georgia. How dare Russia go into South Ossetia and then into Georgia? No, they went into South Ossetia when Georgia began ethnically cleansing the citizens there after they had run some drills. Basically, before they'd run the drills, removing in radar equipment, other military equipment. Then U.S. Special Forces are there, Israeli Special Forces are there, they start running these drills. Now, to counteract these drills, Georgia starts running drills on their border as well, kind of figuring that there will be some kind of an altercation or aggression. And sure enough, you know, and a lot of people, we had a caller yesterday call in and say, well, how do you know that Russia isn't setting this whole thing up? Well, a 12-year-old girl from San Francisco gets on Fox News, says that she's in South Ossetia, and all of a sudden, they're attacked by the Georgians. They had to spend the night in her grandfather's basement. And then the next day, the Russian troops are the ones that got her out of the country, into Russia, and onto a plane, into the United States, and they cut her off. That accompanied with Saakashvili's little New World Order slip-up, you know, make me about 99.99999% certain that Russia, in this case, is not the aggressor. And we have Pat Buchanan, one of the most mainline politicians out there, one of the better Republicans, I guess. But he's done a huge piece on Georgia being the aggressor. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with Paul Craig Roberts, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Uh, a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You know, it's not the fact that I was targeted. My people has been targeted, and I couldn't care less whether I was targeted. The worst thing was that I was standing there with my people. They were bombed, and I was just targeted like them. And as elected president, official in charge of their protection, I couldn't do anything about it. But the point here is, it's not about me, it's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a new world order. And what I think is that no matter what Russians do, I told them, and I was asking what would be my message to the Russians.
Saakashvili blatantly talking about the new world order that doesn't exist, this idea of globalism, this idea of global government. And joining us now to comment on the entire situation in that region, in Georgia, South Ossetia, and Russia. Paul Craig Roberts, thanks for being here.
Hey, how are you?
I am very, very good. And, you know, Alex has gone over your latest article on the air, and I've read it, and it's a bang-up article. I mean, your last, like, three or four, you're really not pulling any punches at all.
Well, I'm just telling the truth. We are being led rather rapidly into a nuclear confrontation with Russia. For no reason, no purpose other than an insane policy of the neocons for American hegemony. And this is why I've never really thought much of the New World Order, because the only world order that the neocons who control American foreign policy are interested in is American hegemony, American rule. And the United States that doesn't have the military or financial power to impose itself on the world. You have to understand Russia is a big place and it's heavily armed, and China is another big place, and they're our bankers. We're totally dependent on Chinese financing of our consumption and of our the daily operations of the federal government in Washington.
So you believe this could be it, that they really do want this global nuclear insanity, really, I don't know, depending on how you look at it, World War III, World War IV, just an apocalyptic conflict. You really think this could happen?
Yeah, I think we're very close to it. I would give it almost a total certainty if John McCain gets in office. The neoconservatives, as everyone should know by now, are insane. I mean, remember now that the invasion of Iraq, which was orchestrated on lies and deception,
mm-hmm.
it was supposed to be a 6-week war.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now in 6 years. And the war in Afghanistan is going on.
What do you think about these latest proposals where they're saying that in 2012 now is going to be the complete de-escalation, but then when you read further into the policy, they say that they're going to just slowly start retracting troops there, and it'll be over another 3-year period. So now we're looking publicly at being in Iraq until 2015.
Well, I don't think that will happen. What the Iraqis have done is to stop their fighting among themselves in order to undermine the Bush regime propaganda that our troops are necessary there to prevent a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
So having already cleansed each other from their neighborhoods, the Sunnis and the Shiites, they've decided, hey, we're stopping this. Al-Sadr was told by the Iranians to stand down his militias and to create the absence of the kind of conflict that the Bush administration was using to justify its continued presence. So that is the policy, and we can see that our puppet president there is less and less a puppet, more and more a spokesman for the Shiites and for Iraq, and is insisting on the time schedule withdrawal. And so I think if we try to stay there against this opposition, that the war will start over, and this time, and most of the fighting will not be the Shiites and the Sunnis killing each other, but they will both jump on us, and we will be driven out. The only reason we weren't driven out is that we never had to deal with more than a few thousand insurgents, because the Iraqis were mainly fighting each other, cleansing each other of neighborhoods, and gave us very little attention.
So you think our policy of divide and conquer is eventually going to fail, and that these people are going to unify and really try to drive us out? But, I mean, when do you think that could happen? We just keep pushing the date back.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we're deluded. Mm-hmm. We've always been deluded. We said it's going to be a six-week war.
Mm-hmm.
We're deluded. We've been deluded about the war. We're deluded about a surge. All that happened is what I said. They had finished cleansing the neighborhoods, and the Sunni insurgents were all put on the American payroll. We have 80,000 of them now that we pay. And so that stopped their interest in fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shiites are now unified with Iranian advice and backing to stop the conflict, so that it deprives Bush or the Americans in general of the propaganda that if we aren't there, there'll be a bloodshed, there'll be a bloodletting, and so on and so on. So as long as that is the situation, there's no excuse for the American troops to be there. And therefore, if we try to stay and stay and stay, I think we'll see that the Iraqi government and the Shiites will turn against us. And we never were faced with much opposition from the Shiites, because that's the vast majority of them. And they didn't really oppose us because they knew they were going to inherit the power from the Sunnis, from our presence. So, and they have.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, we have ended the check on Iran that the Sunni secular government of Iraq presented. And we've now put Iraq in the hands of the Shiites, who are allied with Iran. So they're not going to tolerate our permanent presence there, whatever delusions the American government might have.
Well, where is Iran right now in this grand chessboard? I mean, obviously, focus has kind of shifted away with this conflict out in Russia. But, I mean, we had Cheney, it just came out with Hirsch about a month ago, saying that he was prepared to dress, I believe it was U.S. Navy SEALs up like the enemy in little PT boats and have a firefight to try to provocate a war with Iran. Are we still going to go there? Are we still trying to get into that country?
Yes, we're still trying to, Cheney and the neocons and Israel are still trying to provoke a war with Iran, but now I think they're more interested in provoking Russia, because the Russians have rejected the attempt by the Americans and the Israelis to exercise hegemony over them in Georgia. And they have made it quite clear that they've rejected this, and they've now recognized the two separatist provinces. There's nothing we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we will attempt to do is to proceed with putting missile bases in Poland and Czechoslovakia and Kosovo and the Ukraine. We will now take the efforts that were defeated by the Russians in Georgia to Ukraine and try to turn them into an American puppet state with missile bases on Russia's border. And the Russians are probably not going to put up with that either. And so what we have is a very belligerent, aggressive American policy toward Russia, which has thousands of nuclear weapons and has already made it clear that they don't have the smart weapons and electronic warfare of the Americans. And so if they're confronting that, they're going to reply with tactical nukes to neutralize it. We saw that in Georgia when they moved in those two SS-21s. Those are nuclear-capable missiles.
Mm-hmm.
So the American government, with its insane policy that somehow it has to have hegemony over Russia and boss Russia around, is following a course of action that is going to provoke a nuclear confrontation with Russia. And it's no reason for it. It's pointless. It's an insane thing. It's like the old conquerors of, you know, 1,000 years ago. They just wanted to conquer somebody and rule. And
they just wanted more control again and again and again. It was never enough control.
That's, I think, what is the neoconservative policy.
I have to agree with you there. How do you think the globe is going to slice up, though, and who will be whose ally? I mean, I'd obviously think that in Europe, allies, you know, Britain's obviously going to be our ally, but I could see maybe France and Germany not siding with us. I mean, what do you think?
Well, obviously Russia and China will be allies, mm-hmm. and that neutralizes us right there. The question then is, what will Japan do? Will it eventually desert us, remembering that they were nuked, and here we are threatening more nuclear devastation somewhere else? Europe, the leaders are bought. We buy them. Whoever they elect, we make them rich so that they do what we want. They always desert their own people. They betray their own people because they get money from us. So they'll likely, unless the fear of war with Russia breaks that, which it could do.
All right, we'll be back after this with more from Paul Craig Roberts at the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
European apartment, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
All right, folks, it is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma, subbing in until Thursday, and then Friday we're going to do a best of the week. Alex down at the DNC going to be joining us shortly, and we have no shortage of news clips of Alex Jones we're going to be playing after Paul Craig Roberts leaves us. We have actually Alex on Russia Today yesterday. We have Michelle Malkin basically on Fox News ripping into Alex, the 9/11 truth movement, and others. And Alex is probably going to be on Inside Edition today. You know, he's been nonstop over at the DNC. You can watch live video streams over at Infowars.com right now. But we're talking to Paul Craig Roberts, and we're talking about this global conflict with Russia and how the rest of the world is going to side, you know, if this does become, quote-unquote, World War III, World War IV, whichever one you want. And, you know, it's so hard to go over these things, predict these things, but Well, I mean, obviously the outcome is going to be the end of American dominance, don't you think?
Yes, and the end of life on Earth.
Well, that's,
you have to take this seriously. This is a far more serious situation than anything that we ever faced with the Soviet Union, because there was mutual assured destruction. Neither side had any world dominant claims, and they were sitting there as checks on one another. What we have now is the United States with a world dominant claim and a war doctrine that supports that claim. The Bush administration has already altered American war doctrine, enshrining preemptive nuclear attack. They have broken the agreement Reagan had with Gorbachev and are building anti-missile defense systems and are installing these on Russia's borders in an effort to negate the Soviet nuclear deterrence so that we can bully them and make them do what we want. Now, Russia will not stand still for this. This is moving very rapidly. This isn't something that's going to happen in the next 50 years. It's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years. It's moving very rapidly toward a confrontation. Now, the idiots in Washington thought they were going to get away with ethnically cleansing Russians out of those two Georgian provinces. They actually thought that Russia would simply let this happen, and they didn't. They stopped it. And now, and what was the American response? It very quickly gave more money to the Polish morons and got the agreement that the Poles wouldn't give them to put missile bases in Poland. Russia's announced that, well, that may mean the end of Poland. They may simply nuke Poland. Today the headline is Russia warns of military response to U.S. missiles. Russia, angry with U.S., takes up the Afghan attack at the U.N., you know, where we've murdered another 60 Afghan kids and 30 Afghan women, claiming they were Taliban. And now it's all been proved that we did do that. Mm-hmm. And the Russians now want us condemned. So they've become aggressive in response to our aggression. And the neocons are the kinds of people who say, what was Billy Crystal's statement? Isn't he the one who said, what's the use of having nuclear weapons if you can't use them?
Yeah, the editor of the Weekly Standard and one of the members of PNAC.
Right. This is the mentality. It's the most insane criminal mentality, and they control the United States foreign policy. So it means war. You're headed very quickly into a nuclear war. Very quickly.
Well, what are we going to see in this country? Are we going to see conscription? Is it just going to be all out?
No, there's not going to be time for conscription or training at all.
You're talking total chaos. This is where they bring in their privatized forces, NATO, the whole nine. It's just a global conflict.
I'm talking about missiles that are going to launch.
Mm-hmm. But you don't think there'll be anything left?
It's going to disappear.
You just don't think that there'll be
nothing
left of anything? Oh, wow.
Nothing, because the radiation is just too deadly. It's just too deadly. You know, look, we're not talking about little toy nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
That we dropped on Japan, and we're talking about massive things. I mean, if an SS-18 hit Washington, it'd probably kill everybody from Boston to Atlanta.
My God.
So you have to understand, this is a serious situation. We have an insane government. What is the United States government doing in Georgia?
Paul Greg Roberts, I know that you have to go after this segment. Is there anything else you want to wrap it up with?
No, I just think people need to be aware that this is a serious situation. It is very serious.
Well, the way you've described it, it's the most serious I've heard. I thank you for your time. I hope you can join us next week. It is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to come back with a few news clips. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Country stuff that Alex plays sometimes. I guess it's not country. I guess it's a little classic rock. But we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, and joining me is one of the founders of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, one of my friends, Richard Gage. He's done just an incredible amount of work to try to expose the lie that is 9/11, especially in the field of controlled demolitions of 1 and 2 and 7. And now we have this official NIST report, which literally flies in the face of reason. I'm sure that you tuned into the press conference yesterday, Richard. Let's just get your take off it, off the bat.
Yeah, I sure did, Jason, and it's great to hear your voice again. The NIST laid out the official story that we have expansion, thermal expansion of long span beams that broke their connections at specifically at column 79. Mm-hmm. On a few floors, leaving it unbraced for three or four floors, and then, of course, it collapsed, and then causing north, south, and east, west progressive collapse that brought the whole thing down like a house of cards in about 6.5 seconds. And that's the official story. Brought the 47-story skyscraper brought down to a pile of four stories. Due to normal office fires, no contribution by the collapsing debris from North Tower, no contribution, much at all, from diesel fuel fires. These are normal office fires, which for the first time in history have brought down a skyscraper due to fire. Never before, even though we've had longer lasting, much larger, and much hotter fires, we haven't lost one skyscraper, and all of a sudden this one is completely leveled, symmetrically, smoothly, with a sudden onset, not characteristic at all to destruction by fire, which is a gradual process, asymmetrical collapses when they occur in wood frame buildings. Very characteristic of classic explosive controlled demolition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I just want to head back to two points that they now had to admit that the diesel fuel tanks, which was the initial, explanation on the news that these fuel tanks ignited, they exploded, and that's what brought it down. No way that had anything to do with it. Then they go on, Popular Mechanics' little hit piece before they wrote their book and said that they had photographs and video that no one else had, and it showed that 25% of the building was scooped out up to 10 stories of this skyscraper. Now they've recanted that statement and now said that the damage caused by World Trade Center 1 and 2 had little to no significance on this building actually falling. Now they also admit, which just shocks me that more people aren't picking up, they didn't have any debris from World Trade Center Building 7 to actually study, and this was all done with computer models. But from what I've seen of the computer models, it's not like they put in a steel beam with the physical properties of a steel beam. It looks more like, to me, they built a wireframe based on the blueprints of the building and then just animated it in a way that it would support their hypothesis.
Yeah, that's what it sure looked like. And the animation that they showed us on the press in the press conference yesterday was not even it didn't even complete. They just showed kind of the initiation of collapse around column 79. They didn't show, and perhaps they couldn't show, I don't know, the whole building collapsing. It's interesting that once again we have a stopping at the initiation of collapse, like they did for the Twin Towers. So they said, admitted later, they have no explanation in the Twin Towers how the progressive collapse happened. They can't explain the whole collapse.
No, instead they invented a new term called global collapse, which they used for the first time ever in that 10,000-page NIST report on 1 and 2, and now have used again in this new report on World Trade Center Building 7.
Yes, and they didn't even mention that the building came down at virtually free-fall speed. In other words, there's 40,000 tons of structural steel in this building designed to resist its load for the life of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in order for this building to come down at free fall speed and symmetrically, what you have to do is take out all the columns on a given floor within a tenth of a second of each other, and then synchronistically timed floor by floor. If your timing is off by fractions of a second, controlled demolitions begin to fail. They tip over because the law of nature is such that mass falls toward the path of least resistance. And there will always be, in a natural organic process, such as a fire collapse, a puff falling to the side because of that.
Yeah, it's just insane that it would go through the path of most resistance. And in that model that you're talking about, you can actually watch that on YouTube. NIST has put together a 3.5-minute video on behalf of themselves, of course. And then they're showing pieces of that in the CNN footage. But like you say, this central column apparently, through thermal expansion, detaches. I believe it was on the 17th floor, they said, or 13th floor. One of those floors. And then 13th floor, yeah. And then the sides of that center start to collapse in. And like you said, they don't show the side of the building or the entire structure fall down. But they say that because it was the internal structure first, that's why you see the roof line go. And then that pulled the facade of the building down with it. Now, I've seen fires of just a small steel-reinforced building. It came out about a month and a half ago. I think it was about 5 or 6 stories long, where the facade of the building does fall off due to fire, but that's only the concrete and the actual floor. The entire base of the building, in other words, the steel structure, remain standing, Richard.
Yeah, this is an engineered process. It can only be that. Now, wouldn't we have chemical evidence of cutter charges in an explosive-controlled demolition? Yes. It turns out that Dr. Stephen Jones, physicist, finds in the dust this evidence. And before we get to that, because he's looking at the molten metal found in the basements of not only World Trade Center 7, but 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. So where does all of this molten metal come from? Seen by the World Trade Center structural engineer Leslie Robertson himself, seen by structural engineer Abul Hasan Astani, who had unfettered access to the Freshkills landfill, and seen by numerous first responders, they said, flowing like lava from a volcano.
And not to mention Ken Holden before FEMA. I mean, Ken Holden at the FEMA hearings literally talked about the molten metal dripping from Building 6. Okay, this was in... this was in that entire Ground Zero area, and we know that molten metal, especially steel and iron, cannot be formed from jet fuel fires or fires that are less than 1,800 degrees. In fact, it takes around 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit for this process to begin, correct?
Yeah, that's when steel begins to melt. But this molten stuff is easily 3,500, 4,000 degrees. And so where in the world did that come from? Well, first, they deny that it even exists, the molten metal. John Gross denies that the molten metal exists. And Shyam Sunder yesterday didn't even address the issue. So the dozens of witnesses, well, we have photographs of it. Where could it come from? Well, one unusual cutter charge that can be used to be placed in a linear-shaped cutter charge device is thermite, and in this particular patented device, it can eject in millionths of a second. Very, very high-tech stuff. And it turns out that its byproduct, thermite, is molten iron. And it turns out that this is not melted steel. It is molten iron that melted through the steel beams, the ends of which were horribly corroded, as documented, actually, by FEMA in their Appendix C. In their report, which came out in May of 2002. That report specifies that they have very little faith in their best hypothesis. It has only a low probability of occurrence. And so by the time that report came out, though, they have scrubbed the steel from the site systematically. 99.99% of the steel, structural steel from World Trade Center 7, was sent to China for recycling. This is against the law, basically. This is a crime scene, and this is an illegal removal of evidence.
It's a heinous act of treason. Yeah, it's a heinous act of treason so that no real independent investigation can be done, where they can give you, basically put out on an AP wire before the building even goes down, the official reason why it's going down. And now 7 years later, that reason has been confirmed with literally no science. For instance, they said they looked at the possibility of explosives being used at the World Trade Center to bring it down. However, in their little three-minute video, they said that was discounted because there was no videotapes that showed the decibel levels that would have been possible to bring this building down. Now, we know if they used these thermate or thermite cutter charges, the decibel levels wouldn't have been that high.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's quieter. Thermite is an incendiary. Now, so they said that, well, it would be a bomb that would be 10 times the loudness of a rock concert. Well, we're not talking about a bomb. We're talking about hundreds of cutter charges, very high-tech cutter charges, which don't leave behind wires and blasting caps and traditional
things. That's right. No deck cords, no blasting caps. So that disinformation that was on the History Channel last summer where the guy's like, well, we didn't find no deck cords, no blasting caps. Well, thermite takes care of that, doesn't it, Richard? Oh, don't tell me you lost him. Oh! All right, we'll call him right back. I mean, this is from the horse's mouth. Richard Gage is a very dedicated individual. He knows what he's talking about. He has gone through a lot himself. This is a personal odyssey. People don't do this because they want to believe it. They do it because it is the right thing to do. In light of this evidence, we know we have been lied to about 9/11. And again, Our entire foreign and domestic policy has been set up based on this lie. And World Trade Center 7, folks, it is the smoking gun. It's what I carry around on my phone. Most people still don't even know that it went down, okay? They don't know what it's housed. I mean, when you have the largest CIA base outside of Langley, Virginia, the largest Secret Service office in the world, the FBI, the SEC, the DOD. Let me explain. Kroll does not run security on that building, okay? A national security apparatus does. So if this thing was brought down in a controlled demolition, and all, I mean all, of the evidence shows that it was, it can only be members within our own government that did this. Richard, I'm sorry they cut you off right there. Please go right back to where you were.
That's okay, because I didn't need to hear what you just said. The architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth are not conspiracy theorists, and so we don't point fingers. We just ask for a real investigation, which would, if it were under oath and with subpoena power, appropriately commissioned, we would have answers to the kinds of questions that you're raising.
Did we drop him again? All right. Well, I guess that we just can't get Richard. Listen, we'll try to get Richard on sometime next week. Apologize to him for our phone difficulties. But Richard Gage, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, they are really top of the line. I guess I'm going to try to take phone calls then in the last 15 minutes or so. Let's see who's dropped and who hasn't. First in line is Rachel in California, if she's still there. Rachel, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I just had two quick things I wanted to say.
Sure.
One, I'm the person that made the petition for you to get on the Howard Stern show.
Oh, excellent. Sure, I contact you on MySpace every once in a while. You do a lot for this movement. You do what you can. You take your personal power and try to pursue the truth.
Well, thank you. Well, anyways, I just wanted to give the URL to
sure.
So people can go there and sign it.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to get to it is just to go to my website, and it's www.freewebs.com/California911truth.
Give it out again.
Okay, it's freewebs.com/California911truth.
All right, thank you so much, Rachel. I'm going to jump to the next caller. Let's jump to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, are you still there?
Yep.
How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to point out that if you don't, know physics, which I don't know physics, I'm terrible at that kind of thing, and a lot of Americans are just really...
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alex Jones here, the final day of the DNC. It officially ended yesterday. I wanted to come on the last 12, 14 minutes of the broadcast to give you a rundown on what's happened while we've been here. But I want everyone to know I will be live Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. This show we do out of Austin, Texas on News Radio 590 KLVJ and syndicated by the GCN Radio Network. I'm going to have Dr. Paul Greg Roberts on, Robert C. Cook on, both experts on what's happening with Russia. Sunday, things have massively escalated as I covered at the start of the show. I did a five-minute breakdown of that. And so when the show officially ends here in about 12 minutes, 13 minutes from now, you will be able to tune into the restream of the show when I was on live in the first 5 minutes. So that is coming up for Internet listeners only. For the AM and FM dial listeners, I'll be back live again this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We haven't even told you today, because we've been running rebroadcast most of the show, that we took over MSNBC for about 30 minutes of an hour show with Chris Matthews on Wednesday. On Tuesday. We went back yesterday on Thursday, took over his show for about 10 minutes, and we've got video of this. The web stream video got knocked off twice because they were pulling the cord out of the camera, and they slammed it out of Richard's hand and hit the ground. We have video of that on our hard cameras. We come up. We start bullhorning, and MSNBC people came out from behind the picket line, big guys, and they even had MSNBC security badges and began slapping, hitting. They ripped the strap off the bullhorn, had to tug it away. Then there were women punching us, men hitting us, pushing us. It's all on video, totally insane, and it was biblical in proportions. what happened next. They break my bullhorn. They're all booing and laughing. We've got some videos of this for the live stream up on Infowars.com. We get in the car. We put in the GPS that we had, you know, just on trips in new cities. Where is a Radio Shack? We're driving there. We're about 4 miles away. And Luke calls and says, hey, I want to meet you down there. You know, people called Luke and said they'd seen his bullhorning on TV. And they have this giant bullhorn. And so we busted a Huey, went live on the web again with a webcam. And when we get back, I'll tell you what happened next. It was absolutely amazing. So I'm going to give you a rundown of yesterday's events today. And then the show's going to end. It's going to restart. I'm going to break down the Russia situation that's really escalated. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Folks, Alex Jones here, back live. As I said, I'll be doing total Russia coverage. Will be covered on the Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. Getting back to what happened yesterday, and a lot more happened. I'll cover it all the Sunday as well and on Monday. So they break my bullhorn, break the cord, attack us. I mean, they're punching. They broke another camera, another $6,000 camera, ripped the microphone out of its... the part that bolted onto the side. They attack everybody. They spit on our cameras. The MSNBC people did. So we're not going to stop. We know more live shows are coming up. So we start going as fast as we can through downtown traffic to get to a Radio Shack to buy a bullhorn. Then Luke calls, says, no, I heard about it. I'm coming down. Well, Luke brings a bunch of the We Are Change Colorado folks, including this guy who's 6 foot seven, looks like a, you know, something out of a Viking movie named Law, who'd been security at the big Oriental Theater where I showed my film a few days before, which was Rising. And I pull up because they got there before us. And there is Luke on his shoulders because the pro-Obama people thought we were against Obama. And so they were holding their signs up, trying to hold them in front of Luke. So they just put Luke on top of Law. That's his name, shoulders. This epic image of him bullhorning right there was just so incredible. And for the next hour and a half, we took over the end of Matthew's show, the next show. And then a few minutes into it, Keith Uberman came over to the side and was giving us the thumbs up and, you know, doing the symbol of A-OK. And they sent Keith Overman's head producer down, and he said, look, you know, Keith knows why you guys are out here. Plus, Keith, they said, Keith's heard what you've been saying, basically. And that was, Keith Overman, you know, we're probably going to stop bullhorning because you're about to go on because we respect you. You actually covered false flag terror and how Cheney planned to blow up our own ships or attack our own ships using Navy SEALs a few months ago that the New Yorker magazine reported. And so they heard that and sent their guy down and said, okay, will you please stop? And we said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go because Keith Overman actually has done better than most of the mainstream media. We were there because they have been putting out their disinfo, keeping the debates only down to two parties, blocking off the entire, you know, access of anybody but the one party, two party dictatorship from the population. So that's basically what happened there. So many other things have happened. The full version of myself on Russian TV. They had a shorter edited 2-minute version. There's a 6-minute version of myself being interviewed on Russian TV that's worldwide. It's almost as big as CNN, Russia Today. It's all over the world. Paul Watson tells me it's on mainline TV in England. So that's amazing. That's up on Infowars.com. This is one of the most productive trips we've ever done. The other good news is I got an email from my wife did last night from the editor of the Dallas Morning News saying, yes, you didn't say kill Michelle Malkin. We pulled the story. And that's posted up on Infowars.com. We're still demanding a printed retraction and one online because I still had to put out fires today with people thinking I said kill Michelle Malkin. But I want to thank you, the audience, for what you've done. It has just been so incredible is the word that they got thousands and thousands of phone calls. And that guy is in a lot of trouble now, Mark Davis, that wrote that piece. So I want to thank all of you, the listeners, for that as well. In the next 5 minutes, I'm going to cover the Russian situation, but only for Internet listeners. You can tune into Infowars.com right now because the official show is now basically over. But I'll do a 5-minute analysis on the Infowars.com streams right here at the end of the show. I did that earlier today in the first 5 minutes. If you want to hear what's happening with Russia, I'm sure most of you know, but some may not. This is looking worse than we even previously thought it was. For everybody else, I'll see you back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you all. I'll see you right now on the streams in retransmission. Stay the course. Thank you all. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.